It's the Forces Station BFBS, and of course, over the past week or so, we've been having updates from Father Stephen Sharkey, who, along with BSM Andy Herity of 3RHA, are doing this incredible cycle to Albemarle Barracks in Newcastle. And we're joined on the line now by Father Stephen Sharkey. Stephen, last time we spoke, we were in Harwich. Where are you now?
Good morning, Andy. I'm St George's Barracks, sorry, up in North Loughnan.
Which, of course, is the home now to two medical regiment, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We managed to get up here last night at a total now of 508.87 miles.
Normally, as cyclists, you know, sort of get these sort of things, a few teething problems, you know, things like your knees and a bit of saddle sore as well. But I understand that the bikes are also taking their toll a little bit.
Yeah, Andy's bike probably held us back just a few hours. Unfortunately, the chain snapped so near Ely, so we ended up staying overnight in Ely. We tried to find a B&B, but nowhere. I felt like a bit like Jesus trying to find your way around about you, having to stay in a stable. So you'd.
And what time was this?
It was about 7:45 at night. We ended up getting into a campsite.
Incredible. And I think an award's been given out as well. Some sort of ribbons are now attached to his bike. Is that right? Beautiful,
yes,
beautiful, if I may say so.
Since Andy's bike's the first to break down, he got the little ribbon award, so he did that and a couple other things. Now, good on him. He pushed the bike 3 miles up and down hills to get it back to the bike shop. Remarkable how quickly he got there. I think he was running a CFT in miracle timing, that's what he was.
And the bike shop was good as well, very good to you. Nice bit of support and sort of friendly help, no doubt, obviously doing it for Team Blesma.
Fantastic. Now, they basically supplied the chain, gave us everything it cost to them, really, just about. They were really, really good. They got an extra chain and also just a wee plug for the Costa Coffee across the road. They were superb, gave us all codes. Allowed us to stay in the heat a wee bit because they knew we were in trouble from trying to help us to find a place to stay. So, you know, people have been incredibly good.
Well, what we're going to do in just a few moments' time is I'm going to beat 500 miles because you've hit the 500 mile mark. Absolutely incredible. How are you feeling after all those miles?
Well, at times when you're cycling, you feel quite bad. There's a few lessons I've learned. This one is we knelt down to take a selfie. It takes about 2 seconds to kneel down. It took us about a minute and a half to stand up after it.
Oh, dear. I have to say, I'm loving the selfies at the moment. They're absolutely brilliant. Obviously, without the cycling gear, bear in mind you are actually wearing clothes, but and also some with the cycling gear. Absolutely fantastic. So what are your plans for later on today? And when at the moment do you happen to be in Albemarle Barracks?
We're actually up at the officer's mess. My scrounger room up at the officer's mess. Just
nice.
Very quiet because everyone's okay. And we're just going to be heading along to probably towards Lincolnshire. We're still deciding what exact route because we've got some local knowledge that our route plan's changed. We're trying to stay well clear of the A1 and all of the A roads, but may have to head A15 because it's a bit quieter.
Well, listen, I hope it all goes well today for you and Andy and no sort of teething problems on the bike. So I hope those ribbons are flying well on the bike and please keep the donations coming in because really they're doing a fantastic thing. Okay, so please keep your donations coming in. Just to remind you can go to justgiving.com/cycle123. Next time we speak, Father Sharkey, I think we'll be when you're in Newcastle, all being well.
Well, I hope so. We head off, as I say, today. Probably looking Sunday or Monday. We should hopefully, no teething problems, get to Newcastle. But we'll wait and see. But Sunday, Monday looks quite good.
Well, we're all thinking of you and certainly rooting for you as well. And look forward to hopefully catching up on Monday.
Thanks very much. Look forward to catching up with people in Albemarle as well. And thanks to the people out there for their generosity.